Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
D-Gens assemble. Welcome to Fantasy Football Heroes and Villains, presented by the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. I am your host, Justin Bruni. Joining me, as always, is Mr. Andrew T.D. King. Rob, how we doing, sir? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, man. I'm glad to be here. Can't wait to jump in some big board best ball drafts here. And honestly, I've just been so entranced with March Madness that I haven't really had a whole lot of time to think about fantasy football. So I'm ready to get back into it, man.
I mean, I've definitely been checking the NFL news updates a little bit less on refresh. You know, first couple of days there, you know, just kind of had the phone next to you. 5 minutes goes by, pick it up, you know, give it a little refresh scroll. Oh, look at that. Dante Foreman, Chicago Bears. I'm like, okay. I don't know. I feel like the agents and the players might be taking a little reprieve for March Madness as well. It feels like it's gotten a little bit quiet here, a little bit more quieter these past few days. But tonight we're back with some big board drafting on Underdog, some best ball drafts. Be sure to jump into the draft if you are in the chat and you want to draft with us this evening. We're going to peek our heads here into the draft room here. But first, we're going to pay a quick bill. We'll be right back after this, and we'll get rolling with this live draft. The Fantasy Football Heroes and Villains podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted same-game parlays to live in-game odds, WynnBET has what you need to win. Bet $100 and get $100 at WynnBET.com. Or download the WynnBET app and start winning today. State restrictions apply. All right, let's get the actual big board on the board here. There we go. Get the clicking right. And we're going to peek our heads here into the draft, see how we're looking. Hopefully I don't get caught with my pants down. There is quite a few fields, so we are going to leave the draft. And I'm stuck. So there goes that. So,
I just got in one, and there's 11 more to start. So, if you want to,
Here I come. But there's a free one. They got me. They caught me. I'll try to draft the other one on my phone while we keep this one going. I'll draft the other one on the computer. We were talking about this the other night about drafting, you know, multiple drafts at the same time. Yeah. I don't think it's going to work out well for me. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Maybe just label this one auto draft and let it run its course, man. See what happens.
No, I can't do that.
No?
I have all these devices. I've got two computer screens. I got a cell phone. I got a drink handy. It's Friday night, man. I'm ready to go. Let's do some drafting.
It is fun doing multiple drafts, though it does get confusing at times when you're like, oh, man, who do I have?
No, this is going to be terrible. This is going to be awful. I'm going to tell you that right now. This isn't going to go my way. But I'm excited about it. That's for sure. Any recent news that tickled your interest in the NFL?
Hmm.
Anything in the past couple of days?
You know, I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about the imminent sale of the Washington Commanders. Dan Snyder has cleared out his shit from his office. He is pretty much all but gone from the facility. So I'm just waiting any day now for them to release who's going to buy this team. And dark horse, Michael Jackson, Michael Jordan. Yeah, you want to talk about dark horse, all right? Yeah, Michael Jackson. Actually, I think he'd be more of a light horse. He was dark horse at once. Then he's light horse. But
oh my god.
But yeah, okay. Michael Jordan. I saw a report that he might be teaming up with somebody to potentially put a bid in for the sale, and I did also see a rumor that he's trying to sell his shares of the Hornets. So that would be interesting. Michael Jordan was a big component of my early childhood. Loved Michael Jordan, so that would be pretty cool.
I mean, I wouldn't mind.
Plus, he has a boatload of money, too. So, I mean, you know, if they want to put in a new stadium and stuff, I mean, he could do that.
That's you were telling me his shoe salary. I mean, a couple of years of that, and you're good to go.
Yeah, he makes a boatload of money. Profits.
That's it. Travis Kelce, by the way, my first pick in this other draft.
Nice. There you go. Okay, that's never a bad one. Where are you at in that draft?
1-5. Here we go. We're sailing here. We're well on our way.
We do still have four more to start. If anybody's in the chat and has not yet get in, if you'd like to join us, hop in. We are doing the big board, not to be confused with the little board.
We do it big. $10.
Yeah.
You know, got to keep it real.
40 or 50 more of these and I'll be out of money.
I mean, you know, at the pace, if I kept up the same pace from when I started, I would have none, but I've slowed down quite a bit. It was weird this week because, you know, these past couple of days I've been wanting to draft. And I kind of sit there and go, you know, you should probably wait another day. You should probably wait like this week, you know, and then damn, I do one anyways.
Yeah, I just don't want to.
I've got the itch.
Yeah, I don't want to blow my wad that I have in there right away. I do want to wait for Best Ball Mania to come out. Obviously, that's a. That's the king tournament, right? We want to be able to make the most money possible. So I definitely want to save some money for that.
I'm up again in five picks. Man, yeah, this one's taking a minute to fill too. You can definitely see, you know, the market's adjusting on Underdog. People are waiting. People are being more patient. And that these people that are in these drafts with us are absolute addicts, just like us. Complete degens.
Yeah, as people like to call them, the best ball sickos, people in here just drafting when we still have no idea where a lot of people are going to go and who's going to be drafted where. So
don't care. Don't need to know that. All right. Don't even need to know.
Jew, is there anything that has happened in the NFL that you want to talk about? Anything?
I mean, I don't understand why these tight ends just keep going to places where they're not going to get used, like Mike Gesicki going to New England. I mean, what the hell?
Yeah, that's interesting.
Do you do watch football, right? Like you saw how they used Jonnu Smith and Hunter Henry last year? Come on, man. Mm-hmm. Come on now.
Ooh, it looks like we have a final here. Down goes number one seed Purdue to Fairlane Dickinson.
Man, thank God I didn't do that. Andrew was trying to get me to do one of these things the other day, and I would have had like, you know, the number ones at least go to at least the top eight. So what the hell, man?
In the pool I'm running, man, this is the largest pool we've had to date of the ones I've run here. 86 entries, first nice. Place. We'll get about $1,100.
I like it. Well done. Someone blocked me from stacking Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, so I'm pretty upset about it.
Oh, looks like we're going to be draft starting soon here. All right, let's see. So we got
Dilly.
Yep, friend of the podcast, Dilly with the number one spot. Team Ramrod, Gindy, he is in the five spot. I am in the dreaded sixth spot. You are in the seventh spot.
This is going to be trouble.
Let's see. Do we have
Hamilton Motorsports?
Oh, I do know who that – I don't know. I know of him, Hamilton Motorsports. I think he does a lot of stuff with the BFFL guy, Breathing Fantasy Football, literally, who also...
Okay, all right, right on.
Yeah.
Shout out, if you're up in the chat, Hamilton, let us know. We're not going to call you Motorsports, we're going to call you Hamilton every time now.
Denny?
Does mother know you weareth her drapes? I can't remember... Is that from Infinity? I think it's from Infinity War.
Have not seen it.
You have to get after it, man. You have to get after it. I think that should be like kind of like a side podcast of ours where I just interview you after every segment of, you know, the Marvel universe that you roll through as you roll through each phase and movie of each phase.
Interesting. Ja'Marr Chase, number one.
Yeah. DK getting different with it. I'm guessing, you know, because this is at least his third one he's done with us at least.
Mm-hmm.
Probably trying to get a little different. Probably trying to get
diversify.
A little different.
Gotta make sure the portfolio doesn't get too lopsided with one player.
It's balanced. And this other draft, I started off with Travis Kelce, DK Metcalf, and Kenneth Walker. Balance. That's just going to weigh that. I can't do anything like extra special there. I'm probably just going to be taking BPA because doing two drafts. I'm glad I put that extra 10 in there randomly. See, I don't have all my funds locked up on Underdog, Andrew, like you with all your offshore money, wherever Underdog's stashing their funds.
Hey, last time I checked, the government don't check Underdog to see what I got in there.
That's true. They can't tax you on money stored on your books and or your your sports books and or your apps like this. I reckon.
I just took a guy that I've not taken at all yet, Tyreek Hill, in the sixth spot.
You know what? I actually did a full team build with the Dolphins yesterday.
Okay.
That was one that I did via the free agency here. Man, this is just isn't going to work. I'm gonna try to go AJ Brown and Jalen Hurts, see what happens. One of these dudes in the chat's probably going to block me, is what it is.
Yeah, I did see, I read an interesting piece by somebody that was talking about just completely ignoring ADP and just going for the stacks that you want. Sure. And he made the point of like AJ Brown being hard to stack with Jalen Hurts sometimes. And he said he took him at four. And then easily could come back and take Jalen Hurts and Devontae Smith. So if you want to do stuff like that, you really got to get creative and just
four is ADP. Four is really aggressive though. Like AJ Brown over, you know, because I've seen Justin Jefferson fall to three. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If you get any type of similar situation like that happening in your draft, like that's just tough to stay away from. But that's also the benefit of just doing multiple drafts, right? So when I did this Dolphins build, I went Tyreek, Waddle, 1-2. I had to wait a little while, obviously, to get Tua, grabbed him, but then was also able to get Raheem Mostert and Jeff Wilson very late, like super affordable, very easy. And obviously, I think you and I agree, like they're going to bring in another running back there, but for the purposes of best ball, like those guys will flash, like they're going to have some weeks. I'm up in two picks on this one, and I'm up in two picks in this one. Oh my God. The colors are going to run. I am going to get the Jalen Hurts and Antonio, AJ Brown stack. Sorry. But I'm pretty happy about that because I've actually seen so far in these last couple of drafts that I've done that the quarterbacks are sitting a little bit more. They are sitting just a little bit longer. And when I took AJ Brown there, I felt like I was confident that I was going to be able to get Hurts. They're going a little bit later into the second round now.
Mm-hmm. I took Saquon Barkley. He fell a little bit there. So I took the value.
I love it. I have seen him fall a little bit. I wonder, I mean, who's everybody really getting hyped up on? Maybe is it Bijan? Maybe the fact that the Dolphins went out and got Mike White. I know that's not like some huge move, but it not being Skylar Thompson or Teddy Bridgewater, I think that vastly gives a better perception of Waddle and Tyreek Hill right now.
Yep. I do see the
nine
dude who was
away,
in
five picks away.
The dude who was in the four spot. So obviously he took Kelce and then he did grab Mahomes as well. So that's a good stack by him.
Right on. Yeah, I mean, I was literally trying to do the same thing in my other my other draft. Yeah, in this other one, actually, I did actually wind up taking another tight end. I went Mark Andrews. I got Mark Andrews and Travis Kelce. So let's ride. Let's fly.
Dare to be different, right?
Are you kidding me?
He said,
"Look at this fun I'm having over here. I'm going to draft Dallas Goedert next."
Oh my God! God bless you.
No, that's this draft. I'm just kidding.
I've done that a little bit though. Draft two of the top tier tight ends. Usually it ends up being Kelce and Pitts. I've done that, I think, like twice now. It's interesting because the team doesn't exactly turn out how I want it to. But I mean, you really shore up your tight end position at that point. You don't really feel like you need to take another one if you take two of the top tier.
Right. Oh, no. I mean, I shouldn't have to in a long time.
Yeah. I mean, if at all.
If at all. Receivers are really going in this one.
Mm-hmm.
I, and that's another thing too, is I've seen a lot more of a balanced approach in these drafts too since free agency has started. I haven't been in one at least yet where like one position is just completely riding off the cliff and you have to, you know, jump on somebody before, you know, there's a huge like you know, value shelf drop or something like that.
Yep.
You know who is falling down these boards? Mr. Chris Godwin and Michael Evans.
Yeah, I mean, for good reason. I mean, they don't really have anybody there that's going to, you know, light it up for them.
I still think that they draft a guy or they go out and get another free agent. Man, it's just tough to trust the perception of what Kyle Trask or Baker Mayfield and what they could be. Like, it's super
frustrating. I'm going to draft another man that I have not drafted any of yet, and I think this is a good time to do it. Your boy, Justin Fields.
Nice. Getting the stack going?
Maybe. We'll see if it goes there. If not, no big deal. I have there's like three wide receivers I really like coming up here.
Should I go back to the well? No, let's wait. I haven't drafted a lot of Debo. Let's get some Debo.
Shebo. All right.
I have not gotten a lot of Debo yet. Maybe one share. Didn't want to take DJ Moore from you, but I'd be willing to pull him up to this spot. I would be. Or yeah. Mike Williams, Calvin, Amari Cooper, D-Hop.
Yeah, like I said, there's definitely some wide receivers here. I really like it.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, of this group that's left, you know, I like DJ, Jerry, Kirk, Terry. I like all those guys ahead of the names that are above them.
Mm-hmm. Drake London's interesting. He's probably the one that's sitting there. Him and Watson are the ones I'm not sure what to do with yet. I don't really want Pittman, to be honest. I'm kind of off him a little bit. But London and Watson are interesting to me, but they're smacked right with a bunch of other guys I like more.
I hear you. Yeah, with London, I think it's going to be tricky. Like, I'm not a full Desmond Ridder trust conspiratist.
Conspirist?
Is that what it is? Is it just that simple?
I'm not sure. I think it's conspirist.
One who conspires.
I'm not one
that conspires that Desmond Ridder is going to make Drake London like a stud in fantasy football. Mm-hmm. What I do think.
Oh man!
Is that your boy Taylor Heineke is going to get in there, and he's going to make it rain on some hoes?
Yeah. Hey, you know who we know it's not going to be? Marcus Mariota.
So sad. It's not even fun, you know. Honestly, at this point, even if I won, I'm only going to make you pay 25. Even if I win,
it's not fun because
it's by injury. Then it's by default.
You know you're up, right?
Christian Kirk. Ugh. Did I get him?
Yeah. I was wondering, I'm like, are you just sweet? Like, you just let
it's because I was picking someone else on this other god dang draft, Jahan Dotson. And
I'll try to remind you that you're up if it looks like you're not picking.
Appreciate that. I got my guy. I had him drawn up. We're good.
Let's see. I got a.
We are good.
So I'm going to just run through here quick for the audio listeners. Round one was Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson, Christian McCaffrey, Travis Kelce, Cooper Kupp, Tyreek Hill, A.J. Brown, Stephon Diggs, Devontae Adams, CeeDee Lamb, Garrett Wilson, and Jonathan Taylor. Round two, Austin Eckler, Jalen Waddle, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Bijan Robinson, Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, Saquon, Devontae Smith, Mahomes, T. Higgins, Ken Walker, and Joe Burrow. Round three, Nick Chubb, Derrick Henry, Chris Olave, Breece Hall, DK Metcalf, Justin Fields, Debo, Josh Jacobs, Tony Pollard, Travis Etienne, Ramondre Stevenson, and Hopkins. And we are in round four. It's currently Calvin Ridley, TJ Hockenson, Najee Harris, Mark Andrews, Amari Cooper, Christian Kirk, DJ Moore, Scary Terry, Christian Watson, and Mike Williams. Like my team so far, going Tyreek Hill, Barkley, Fields, and DJ Moore. Got a stack with Fields and Moore. Got some high upside guys, so I am pleasantly pleased with my draft so far.
I've got Hurts, AJ Brown, Debo, and Christian Kirk. Subpar, I'll say so far. I've got work to do. I'm not done yet, we'll say.
Not done yet.
Not bloody likely.
So what do you think about your running back core there in Chicago with Herbert and Foreman? You think Herbert's still the guy there? They've just brought Foreman in to kind of be the second fiddle there?
No, honestly, I still think they're going to draft another guy. I mean, they just also acquired Travis Homer as well.
Oh.
So they could ride with those three, but my thought is that Homer is a potential cut candidate. He'll, you know, I don't know, maybe push another rookie for a roster spot. I don't see why you would bring in Homer. I just didn't like that move to begin with. Foreman and Herbert, I think, would make a good tandem. They remind me a lot of, well, Foreman and Chuba Hubbard. I think Khalil Herbert's better than Chuba Hubbard, but, you know, it gives me the same type of vibe. Like, it'll be a dual backfield. They'll share touches. Neither one would have an incredible amount of volume. And you're also looking at a top five rusher in the league last year in Justin Fields. So, like, there's that. And we had the number one rushing offense last year. So there's some factors there that make, you know, each of those guys appetizing in fantasy and just in general. Like, you know, I think we should feel good that the, you know, Bears rushing offense will be, it may not, you know, replicate the best rushing offense from last season, but it's going to be good. Like, they have guys that can tote the rock. So I'm happy with the group right now. My wish would be that they would go out and maybe get like a Roschon Johnson, maybe spend that number nine pick with Njigba, Jackson Smith and Njigba, JSN. And then maybe in like round three or four, they target like a guy like Roschon Johnson, who's could potentially be like, you know, the best pass catching running back in this draft. Sorry, I'm on the clock again.
Yes, you are.
Jackson Smith and Njigba, speak of the devil. Let's ride. Just loading up on receivers. It's an interesting scenario, though. I'm excited for the draft more and more.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the Commanders are going to do. Sitting at 16, they could really go anywhere. They have probably some glaring defense. Holes, but maybe.
Probably defense.
I mean, yeah, I guess it really depends on who's still there. I think that they might try to do some sort of offensive lineman or cornerback. That's probably what, if I would have bet, it'd probably be one of those two positions, but it wouldn't surprise me if they maybe take one of these, if they trade back and then end up taking one of these, what look like star tight ends coming out of here. So I would, I'd be interested to see if they do something there.
That would be interesting. I think they're good at receiver and running back. So interested to see if they make a move at quarterback.
They might. I don't think that it'll be a top one. If anything, they might take a shot on one of these, you know, later guys in round three, four, five, somewhere in there.
Right.
Okay. To catch the audio listeners up, last one we did was Mike Williams. After that, in round four, with Jerry Jeudy and Keenan Allen to round out round four, round five, Chris Godwin, Lamar Jackson, Michael Pittman, Drake London, George Kittle, Jameson Williams, Jackson Smith and Jigba, Tyler Lockett, Marquise Brown, Brandon Ayuk, Dalvin Cook, Justin Herbert, and we are on the first pick of round six.
Nice.
Also, if you are listening or if you are watching us live here on YouTube, please smash the subscribe button if you have not already. Give us a like. Leave us a rating over on Apple Podcast if you are an audio listener. We appreciate it. And, you know, let us know if you guys want to see anything us do here on the podcast that we don't normally do. Or if we should both wear a hero and villain costume on one of these live drafts.
I have a dog outfit. It's right next to my desk.
Interesting. Is that a hero or a villain? It's unless you're naughty. A super pet.
No, I'm just kidding. that's it's a leisurely activity outfit.
It's good to hear that you're not into that like weird stuff where you dress up as animals and, you know, do things.
No, that's what exactly what I'm saying I do.
Oh, the furry stuff. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Sweet. Nice, man.
That's sweet. A, nice. Nice.
I like it.
No, I had a prop bet with one of my buddies. You may have seen me shave my head. Another one I had with my buddy was if he lost, he had to dress up as like a dog or whatever, something funny, and hold up a funny sign. And yeah, he had COVID when I won, so I just never made him do it. So now I just have this dog costume just laying around.
Nice. Interesting. I wanted to ask you here. I saw, I didn't want to say anything because I kind of wanted him, but you skipped over Dallas Goedert, even though you have Jalen Hurts. So what's the thought process with not taking the tight end?
Just going more receivers.
Okay.
Yeah, just loading up.
I won't lie. If you took Goedert, I was going to take Dotson. So
it's all good. Yeah, just loading up. I haven't taken a running back yet. About 8 picks off here. I'm going to probably load up with all their garbage running backs.
Yep, zero RB. It's a good strategy. Or can be, anyway.
And in Dynasty, I picked up Rashad Penny and Boston Scott off of waivers this offseason.
Interesting.
And I already had Kenny Gainwell, so.
Nice.
Yeah. It was great.
Yeah, that does not suck.
I picked up Penny before he was signed, so that worked out.
Yep.
I just knew he was going to get on a roster. Worked out that I had also recently just picked up Boston Scott. So,
what did you that say is in your cup there? What kind of whiskey?
Crown Royale.
Crown, okay. Are you a swisher? Do you put it in your mouth and swish it around?
No, not really.
No, I got a buddy who does that, and I have no idea how he does it. I'm like,
put her down.
I can't, man. Yeah, just put it in the mouth and down the gullet.
Put her down. It's not wine, bro.
It's just so funny to watch him. Any glaring, anybody in this round here that's like glaring stands out to you that should be a little higher than they are?
Sorry, I'm like 8 rounds behind you guys. You see this thing moving?
I see that.
let me take a look here. I mean, I see the players on the board. I like Swift still. I like Gabe Davis still. I think Gabe Davis is sitting here a little bit, if I may say.
Yeah, he's there. That's somebody I was looking at. And then, of course, you have these rookie wide receivers that's like are interesting. But
Quentin Johnson is a good value right now in this round, I feel like. And again, I feel like some people have started to prioritize some of these free agents that were signed over these rookies.
You know what? I'll rock with your Quentin Johnson take here.
Yeah, that's a good pick. That's a good pick for sure. I'm going to go, I think, Javonte still. Get my first running back. And pick 7. Not bad. Not bad. I don't think I'll pick another one, though, right now. What kind of late round stacks can I get? Can I get Dan Jones? No, why would I want that? This guy's human trash bag. I was thinking about the Waller and Dan Jones stack, and you know, I'll wait for another day. I will wait for another time. Where are we at? Where are we at? 6 picks, 2 picks, 6 picks, 2 picks.
Yeah, so as we do more and more of these, obviously you can see that these running backs just continue to fall. It's all about the wide receivers in the first, I would say, 5 rounds, and then it kind of flip-flops over a little bit, but there's still so many running backs here that are viable options.
Right. No, there's definitely been some shifts in an ADP selection. That is for sure, for certain. I don't like doing 2 drafts at once. This sucks.
It is tough.
I don't like it. I mean, I already drafted Travis Kelce and Mark Andrews. How can the computer screw this up? And I also stacked on that team Geno Smith, Kenneth Walker, and DK Metcalf. It was pretty good by myself, if I don't say. Also, Terry McLaurin, Jahan Dotson, and Brian Robinson. Pretty good. Pretty good.
I mean, hey, you know, no bias or anything, but I think that that's fantastic.
Well, I'm going to get Antonio Gibson and Matt Howell. You can bet your ass that.
Sure. I'm sorry, who?
Sam. Oh, did I say Matt? I'm Sam, yeah. Sorry.
I think you were thinking of Matt Corral.
That division, my God. Well, I guess Commanders aren't in that division, but that division. They are not, you know. Matt Corral, Baker Mayfield, Desmond Ridder, and Derek Carr. Wow. Wow. Blow your hair back.
If you're betting today, who wins that division?
Oh God, just kill me. I don't want to pick. Just fucking kill me.
I feel like it's the Saints, but my heart wants me to bet on the Falcons.
Let's see. I'm gonna go Cortland Sutton. I'm gonna say he gets moved. More receivers. Give them to me.
Oh man, shoot,
poop.
I will take Herbert reluctantly a little bit for the stack, though your talk of them drafting somebody does make me nervous about that.
I just think that they're gonna attack the position in the draft. We always need youth at that position. Like, we'll see what they do. I definitely believe they're gonna go defense or receiver at that first pick, so. And I just think it's going to be hard for them to pass up JSN at 9.
Mm-hmm.
Would be interesting to see what it does to the wide receiver core, though. I mean, on paper, in theory, Mooney, Claypool, and DJ Moore sounds like pretty good. Bears also signed Bob Tonyan. I don't know if you saw that.
I did see that. Interesting. Yeah. That it doesn't scare me away from liking Cole Kmet, though.
Bob well, team. I wouldn't expect that Cole Kmet's going to lead the team in receptions again. Like,
No, I don't think so either, but I still think Cole Kmet could, I think he could be in for 6-7 touchdowns this year. I think that could be different than it was last year.
Yeah. No, I think the most appropriate place to draft Cole Kmet is going to be best ball. Redraft in Dynasty. Man, you better be getting a very good deal because there's a lot of mouths to feed in that offense now. It's a good problem to have.
Yeah, so you have to be excited with Rodgers getting the hell out of town. I mean, The Lions are good, and the Vikings obviously were good last year, but they were a little fraudulent. So you got to at least like your team more this year than you have in recent years.
I love it. I love it, absolutely. I loved the team to start last season more than the year before. I said, oh, we're going to get better. Well, we didn't get better, but...
Yeah, 3-14 isn't better per se.
No, it is not. No, it is not.
So, what are we thinking about Alvin Kamara here? You have any thoughts like on you think he's going to get suspended? Like, what do you think is going to happen with this dude?
Football players get out of these issues all the time. So, I mean, I don't think we should be worried about that. I think that we should be worried about Jamal Williams. Jamal Williams led the league in rushing touchdowns last year. They brought him in. Like, that's a big deal. So
yeah. They also have Taysom Hill, though.
That's the other thing. And they also brought back Juwan Johnson. There will be no rhyme or reason to how they operate in the red zone. So that being said, I'm going to draft Alvin Kamara next. So if you take him, I'm going to beat you up.
No, I already have some exposure to him, and just in case something happens, I don't want to be too top heavy on him. I want to draft shit.
Uh-oh. I hear it. Oh wait, never mind. That's just my phone.
You know what? I have to do it.
Ooh, Isaiah Hodgins, nice.
Took your boy Mooney.
Well, you have to.
Stacking it up.
Yeah, you have to. I'm not going to draft Alvin Kamara. No, I will draft Alvin Kamara because it's a contingency to another pick, actually. And I need another running back. Alvin Kamara is my second running back in round 9. I'll be okay. I mean, if I'm not going to be drafting any more Michael Thomas, I got to make room for Alvin Kamara, right?
Yeah, that's right.
At least he's going to play.
That's true.
Again, I still think Mike Thomas plays. I'm rooting for him. Like, I big Mike Thomas fan. I mean, mm-hmm. when he was healthy, he was awesome. But obviously what we've gotten out of him, what we haven't gotten him out of him has been pretty negligent.
The quarterbacks here get real interesting because there's a bunch of them just bunched up here.
Yeah, there's a lot of value at quarterback still, and there's mm-hmm. people that are still going to be taking the Anthony Richardsons, the CJ Strouds. I'm kind of off of Bryce Young right now, to be honest with you. Like, I don't know. I feel like he's kind of in one of those situations where he's going to land on a team and he's going to be in a bridge quarterback scenario where they're not giving him the reins right away, and he's got to, you know, make his best ball nut and potentially like the last 8 weeks, 6 weeks of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Stroud, Richardson, Levis, I'm more interested in drafting those guys right now. Albeit, you know, they go to a team that can use them right away. God, I hope the Buccaneers do something different. Or trade Mike Evans, you know? Just don't do that, please. Don't start the season with Kyle Trask and Baker Mayfield. My God.
Yeah, I feel like it would be
got it.
I feel like it would be good for them to go ahead and release Mike Evans or trade him. I mean, the team's not going to be very good, or at least we don't believe so. So it'd be very interesting to see where he could go. He could land somewhere that he could actually be good.
Be good and be good at it.
Take Elijah Moore here.
Did you see what I did in my last two picks there?
I'm sorry. I was not looking here. So what'd you do? Okay, so you got Jamal Williams. Okay, yeah. Kamara Williams, I see.
Yeah, a little back-to-back stack there.
Mm-hmm.
A little back-to-back Damn. Stack, shoring up the zero RB strategy.
My who I thought my friend was, Gindy here, taking Aaron Rodgers from me. He took him with having no stack. So that's interesting.
Naked, as we say in the business. Yeah. Naked. Naked Aaron Rodgers.
Interesting. What a guy.
Do you go into the darkness? The darkness naked? The darkness naked? Is that how you do it?
I'm a basement dweller, so, you know, I enjoy the darkness. Plus, I'm a villain, right? So.
Yeah, but do you hang out naked in the basement? Is that what's going down?
I mean, it depends. If I know nobody's going to come down, sure, why not, man?
Just hang out, balls
yeah.
out. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, literally hang out.
Hang out.
We have a question in the chat here if you want to put that up on the screen.
CJ Stroud. There's been rumors of Anthony Richardson, but I just don't think it's going to happen.
I also believe it's going to be CJ Stroud.
Yeah, so there you go, Dylan. CJ Stroud. Let us know who you think it's going to be. How about mm-hmm. that? How about that, Dylan?
Yeah, cash him we'll outside. Put, how about that?
Well, yeah, we'll put your answer on the board. Also, they could just, you know, do another trade. I've seen that as well. Round and round we go. Play hot potato with the first overall pick. Oh, let's see. Up in 6 picks, up in 8 picks. I can't keep my team straight. I have someone very in particular for these next few picks.
Do we think Odell goes somewhere? And if so, what's your odds-on favorite?
I guess. I mean, taking a look at the tea leaves, we got to imagine the Jets are a contender per quote-unquote the list provided by Aaron, right? Like, I got to feel we have to take some consideration of that. The Rams probably are on the table still if Matthew Stafford is there. Jerry's World, getting down with the Cowboys. Hey, Southern Dandy, you bitch. Rashad Penny was mine, pal. What's that all about, Dandy? Not happy. Guy took my pick, Andrew.
I'll tell you, I was going to take that pick, so you weren't getting him doubly there.
No, that's not right, man. That's not right. I gave you DJ Moore. Come on now.
Right.
DJ Moore versus Rashad Penny. Come on now.
Well, now I have an interesting conundrum here.
I didn't want to take Kenny Gainwell. I might take Kenny Gainwell now.
I'm also considering Kenny Gainwell, but I'm also considering Cole Kmet. But don't make me throw a flag really need
I just
to...
told you they took Tunyon. Don't take Cole Kmet.
Okay, so then you want me to take Kenny Gainwell. Gotcha. All right, solid.
Yeah, I mean, for your sake, man, I'm just thinking about you, all right? Like, I think that's the better pick. Bastard, you're supposed to be like, you know what? That's very thoughtful of you, Justin. I'm not going to take
him. I'm a fantasy villain, man. What can I say?
I'm not taking Cole Kmet. I know what you were trying to do there, and it's not going to work. I'm going to take Dalton Schultz. No team. Don't even need one. I don't need a team for Dalton Schultz yet. He's going to be great. He'll be amazing because you know what he's doing, Andrew? He's playing it smart. He's not Jacoby Myers, all right? He's not dealing with Drew Rosenthal interns. I'm on the clock on this other one, you know? He's letting the market figure itself out, and then he's going to come in and get himself the best deal and the best spot with the best opportunity to get touches, play ball.
True.
Like Jacoby Myers, idiot. That was so just naive. I'm sorry. But hey, I mean, if you love strip clubs, casinos, and Jimmy Garoppolo, I mean, match made in heaven.
I mean, I like two out of those three, so.
Oh, come on. Give Jimmy some more love.
I think he's going to have a lot of fun out there.
I think he is, too. I was watching the thank you videos from 49er fans, and it was pretty much just like a highlight reel of him taking a porn star out for dinner and flirting with what's her name after one of the games, the ESPN chick. I don't know. I got nothing.
There's a guy coming up here, a running back, Kareem Hunt. I'm very interested. I wish that he would have signed with the team already. I think he still has a lot of gas in the tank, and I'm very interested to see where he goes. Any thoughts on where Kareem Hunt might land?
Miami, maybe, if they don't get a rookie.
I mean, didn't they just like sign Gaskin?
Everybody?
And they,
everybody?
Yeah, I mean, like,
yeah, everybody. Yeah, they're still going to probably add two more, dude. Like, the running back situation in Miami has been just as messy as New England for the past several years. So dating back to when like it was the Miles Gaskin show, like when it was his backfield and they were bringing in guys like Jordan Howard and who is it? Matt Breida. Mm-hmm. He had no idea who was going to score, who was going to touch the ball. Mm-hmm. That was when Jordan Howard was getting those, two touches a game for two touchdowns, just pissing us all off.
Do you think there's any way possible Kareem Hunt goes to the Chiefs?
We've talked about it. Yeah, it's the go home season because we talked about Marcus Mariota going back to Tennessee, Geno somehow going to the Jets. That I mean, I don't know how we got onto that, but yeah, it was the go home season. Everybody goes home, including Kareem Hunt.
Yeah, that would be very interesting to me.
That would be very interesting. I wouldn't like it for your boy Isaiah Pacheco. That wouldn't be ideal.
No, but I think, you know, they play different roles. I feel like Kareem Hunt would be more of the PPR guy, and Pacheco likes to lay the wood.
Roles and routes and wood. And wood.
Laying the wood. Oh, boy. Tell me you're taking him here. Go ahead, do it. You won't.
Sorry, I'm on the clock. Who, Kareem Hunt?
No, come on. The tight end.
Odell?
No, the tight end. You're missing him.
Dulcich?
No.
Taysom Hill.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, man. What a fun build for you.
If I can even do it, Jesus, I couldn't even get the fucking pick in. I'm only doing it because I needed a tight end, and fuck it! Russ Wilson. Taysom Hill probably scores more points this year.
Than Russell Wilson? I'll take that bet if you want to lose another.
No.
You're like, nah, I'm not starting off.
Let's give it some time, Andrew. Let's give it some time, okay? I'm hurt.
You know what's
going to
be funny? If Hurts does get hurt and Marcus Mariota starts,
I'm not going to pay. I'm not going to make you pay 50. I won't do that. That's just dumb. I'll be angry if that happens. I like Jalen Hurts. I like him and I don't like him. I don't like him because I don't like the Eagles, but he's like super fun to watch. Like, he's a great talent, but as a Bears fan, you'll never hear me rooting for the Eagles. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Won't happen.
Damn, I was really hoping nobody's going to pick Greg D.
I was thinking about him over Hill, but I don't know. I don't think we're going to get the second coming of Jimmy Graham from Greg Dulcich. Just, you know, I'm not getting that vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Prove me wrong, buddy. Prove me wrong. Up in eight picks. Have to love it. Except for the other draft, I'm three rounds ahead. I guess we could take a peek here really quick, see if there was any, like, you know, random signings before we...
Do you want me to pay a bill?
Oh, please, go ahead.
All right. As we are currently drafting on Underdog, we are also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy is heating up for March Madness. College Pick'em is a great way to get in on the action, especially if your bracket is already busted. Plus, Underdog Fantasy has your favorite college basketball player props. Head over to underdogfantasy.com and use promo code SGPN for a 100% deposit bonus up to $100. That's underdogfantasy.com, promo code SGPN.
Let's ride. The other draft's going a lot faster. I feel like everyone was trying to get in our draft, and these are a bunch of auto drafters. I don't know. Nope, I don't know any of these people. Got nothing.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. You definitely taking AG here?
Antonio Gibson?
Yeah.
No, I might take your boy Donta Foreman.
Are you being serious?
No.
Okay, I will say, because I mean, hey, you left me DJ Moore. I'll leave you AG if you want.
You go ahead.
See, now you want me to be the nice guy. I can feel it.
Let's see. What am I going to do here? We have a very similar build going.
Yeah. We both are going heavy on some teams here.
I'm going to go CJ Stroud. Fuck it.
I can't believe you just left Antonio Gibson there.
I'll be all right. I've got a lot of exposure.
What a guy.
Got a lot of exposure. You keep talking about him, these other people are going to take him from me. Fucking Hamlin's Motorsports is going to come in and swoop him up.
Well, you already just had your chance. You just let him go. Can't blame other people for dating the girl when you didn't ask.
It's true. That's true.
Got to make a move when you can, man.
That's true.
It's tough in the streets out there. I mean, I wouldn't know I'm married, but dude, tough in the streets.
Dude, I know it. I once told a girl to dump her boyfriend. I was like, yo, that dude's trash. What's up?
And then you married her?
No, I didn't. No, that didn't.
Oh, happen. Okay. I thought you were going to say that was your current wife.
No. That chick was like, no, that ain't going to work out. I'm like, all right, it's tough. I get
like,
it.
Cool.
It's tough.
Bet.
No. I was just like, all right. It's, you know, no big deal. All good.
Should I just hold my mic like this now? I'll sit back in my chair. Just hold my mic.
Let's just be friends.
Like I'm Bob Barker.
Just took your boy Sam Howell and that other one to shore up the stack.
Nice. I like it. Still think he's extremely undervalued.
Yeah, if he's going to be a starting quarterback, he is definitely undervalued right now.
I really do think he's going to be the starter. Again, why draft him not use him?
Why ever? Go add fucking, what's his name?
Jacoby Brissett. I mean, yeah, Brissett.
Yeah, exactly. See, you don't know his name. You don't know. Don't tell me.
I did like that signing. Oh, shit, I'm on the clock. Well, I'm definitely not taking Chase Claypool. That is faux show.
Why not?
Are you kidding?
Big play, Clay. Well, I mean, what the hell? Like, what are you talking about?
I already have way too much Chicago Bears. Again, we just talked about them throwing 300 and what was it, 77 times, 47 times last year. Like,
it's the strategy we live by, stacking, Andrew. It's practically our religion.
Yeah, but you're not trying to just literally have one team.
I am.
You got to diversify the stack.
I am, Andrew. How many players is too many players? How many?
From a team? I mean, depends on what the team is. I mean, if it's the Chiefs, you can probably talk me into taking five or six of them. But if it's the Bears, I think four is probably the max I would like to have.
I took five Dolphins. No, six Dolphins. I also took Braxton Berrios with my last pick in that one. Braxton Berrios going down to Miami. Triple deke, bitches.
I also noticed Dylan didn't respond to us who he thinks the number one pick for Carolina will be.
I guess he thinks it's Bryce Young.
Maybe he's still thinking about it.
I don't know. Sorry, pal. I hate the seventh pick, by the way. This is awful.
Yes. Agreed.
One of these times, they got to give me a better pick, at least for our draft, or our live draft, I should say. Do you really want to hurt me? Should I draft another tight end? Probably not. Adam Thielen's sticking around a little bit longer than he should, too.
I don't know. I disagree with that.
He's later than he's been, though.
Yeah. Now, you know, I have talked about this before previously that you got to look at where they're going. He's wide receiver 75, and as we talk about him, he goes off the board. But he is currently ranked wide receiver 75. Do I really think he finishes there? No. So as far as that's concerned, he's a good value, but I just don't believe in Adam Thielen.
Yep, tough two. Tough two. I get it. I get it.
Especially if he goes to the Panthers, if that's where he
I don't think he's going to. He left. You don't let people leave when you're going to sign him, you know? Like DJ Shark went there. Thielen went there. Nothing. Nothing. They got nothing.
I mean, does he really want to go there? He's at the end of his career. Do you want to go there just to play and make money, or you want to go somewhere that you think you might be able to actually, contend?
I want to touch the ball, coach. Put me in. I want to play, Lenny. Coach.
Lenny was released as well.
What was that now?
Lenny was released. Fournette.
Well, yeah. We knew that was coming. Yeah,
he was officially released, though.
Well, yeah. Well, Jimmy Garoppolo was officially signed today.
So we should probably just quickly talk about it, but any update in your mind on where you think Lamar goes or if he stays?
I've been saying the Patriots the past few days. They're a team that has not removed themselves from the sweepstakes, and they're trying to build up a receiving core. I don't know what they think that receiving core is going to want anything to do with Mac Jones. You know, talking about targeting DeAndre Hopkins, Jerry Jeudy, you know, like, what are they going to do with Mac Jones? So I think they're gearing up to potentially, build a team around Lamar.
That would be very interesting.
Yeah. I don't know another team that's still available in the market. Like the Titans could be a backdoor sneaky team. I just don't think it's going to happen. I mean, I don't think that'll be the case.
It's not like the Falcons went really, I mean, they signed Taylor Heineke. So would it really surprise you?
But that signing indicates that they're going to move forward with Desmond Ridder. And Heineke even came out and said, quote unquote, I'm going to be the best backup to Desmond Ridder, which clearly highlights to me like, hey, this conversation was had. He's the day one starter on the short leash. And I'm the veteran who's going to back him up, say the right things until it's potentially my time to get on the field.
I mean, it's true, but
that's the playbook, man. That's, I mean, go do, say the right things, wait for your moment. Taylor Heineke, it's going to be like, don't get me wrong. Like I hope Desmond Ridder does well. I have a couple of shares of him in Dynasty, but I don't know. He didn't do enough to flash for me at the end of last season. I would say he did enough to, you know, flash me as much as Sam Howell did in that last game, but Sam Howell has way better weapons. Like he's got two good running backs, got a really good set of receivers in Dotson and McLaurin. Eric Bieniemy knows how to use the tight end position. So I'm going to imagine some of those guys have some decent games, but in a very good situation there. Like I think Atlanta, a little bit more questionable, questions at running back. You're not really sure how, you know, Ridder and London are going to respond to each other on a full-time basis. Is Kyle Pitts going to be better with Ridder? You know, there's a lot of questions there.
It's true. Do you think that the Ravens would entertain if, trading Lamar there if they would get Ridder?
No.
No?
I do not. that, I mean, you need also much, much more in return.
Getting
down to it here, down to it.
Interesting. What to do here?
That's the way. I like it. I'm about done with this other draft. Yep. One pick left.
I see one of your favorite picks coming up here.
Michael Carter?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Listen, you spoke it into existence. I didn't, so.
Oh, absolutely.
I was playing coy.
Absolutely. I can get Van Jefferson here soon, too. I mean, just got to stay on brand, man.
Yeah, but how heavy are you willing to go on these guys?
I haven't drafted either of those two in a minute. They were early early darlings, we'll say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not like I'm going to be taking any more Michael Thomas. I have my fill. Like, if it works out, it works out. If not, then...
Also, we talked about this a few shows back, but remember when we were I mentioned to you about the Bills keeping Shakir and letting McKenzie go? That is indeed what happened. Yeah. He did.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. But they also signed Deontay Harry. So, like, I don't know what's going to happen with Shakir either.
Yeah, I just thought that out of those two, since they drafted Shakir, they'd probably end up keeping him. But I think McKenzie could actually be good on a team.
Shakir would still be under contract, so it's not like they would get rid of his rookie contract.
Right.
McKenzie signed, like, you know, a deal that was decent for him, good for the receiver market. Like, they would sound like they were overpaying him by any means, but I think they saved like just right at like $2 million, like 2.2, which is fine. But yeah, I think McKenzie's still like really good. Like, he's a special teams guy that can legit play in four wide receiver sets. So, and honestly, I think there's a lot of teams where he can be the third best receiver and he still has a kick return upside. So, like, and he's 27. Like, I just think there's a lot to like about him still. And he is, I think, my third highest exposed receiver.
So you're really hoping that he gets picked up.
Well, yeah, of course I do, but I don't think it's impractical to think that. I mean, don't make me take another shot. I'll do it right now.
I'll do it.
Actually, I know exactly who I'm going to take right here. I think he's a very good value right now. I don't know why he's actually still on the board. You bitch. You son of a bitch.
Oh, hey, man. Great minds think alike.
The board. Oh, there he goes. Chuba Hubbard.
Great minds think alike.
Too late for Chuba Hubbard. Round 17. That's
I thought the same thing.
Way too late. Way too late.
I had him start up for quite some time now.
Yeah, that's weird. Oh, shit. I'm on the board twice. Fuck.
Darnell Washington. Yeah, you're 1 second. Oh, boy. Here you go. You're going to be auto drafting. Let's see what happens.
That's
okay. You got Sam Howell.
Woohoo.
Doubled up on the old Sam Howell in these drafts.
Yeah, not great.
What could go wrong?
Hey, I got one share of Jayon, so that's a stack. But yeah, that's a burner pick. That's what happens when you're in two drafts. At least the other draft is over now.
So. Mm-hmm.
Great. I can finish out these last three picks in peace. Two picks, whatever. All right, I officially hate my team.
Oh, hey, man. Sometimes those teams that you do not like end up being pretty decent. So,
the other day, the app was not cooperating. Now, Underdog, we're brand ambassadors. We love you. But, I mean, shit was not right the other day. I'm sorry.
It's funny you mentioned that. A friend of the program, Gindy, had messaged me and was like, have you done a draft like today? And I'm like, no, why? And he was telling me that kept freezing. Oh. It was like he had to go back out and come back in. And then
every time. Yep. Yeah. Yep. So same thing happened to me. You would have to do to make your pick is you could not hit, like, so let's say you're on the clock and you go to draft a player. No. Would not let you do that. It would not let you just hit draft. So what you would have to do is you'd have to put the player that you want in your queue, and it would take from there when the clock ran out. So every single pick I had to make from round like 5 to 20 was via that method. I was losing my mind. Yeah, it was awful.
He said it was awfully annoying.
I was going to send him something. I was like, you know what? Like, I could get a message to the right people and probably get my $10 back, but what do I care? Or get a $10 credit, you know, whatever.
Are you in their Discord?
No.
Oh, well, I'm in their Discord. There's a section.
That's
in
definitely
there,
not
in
the somewhere Discord. Where I'm going to go bitching. Like, hey, this app is garbage.
No. There's like a channel for that. Like, Help if there's line? Issues to like let somebody know.
Ah.
Yeah, you don't have to go bitching about it.
I thought I had more. Yeah, everyone will start getting mad at me. Like, who is this guy all high and mighty thinking he's the first person to have a problem on this app? Get out of here. Get in line.
They were nice to me when I did point out one time that a lot, you know, I for some reason didn't have the ability to type in the abbreviation for a team and have it pull up the players from that team. And eventually I got to the right person and they helped me figure it out. But yes,
Who the hell is this guy?
They actually sent me two free t-shirts.
All right, another name that's here a little bit too late. My humble
Michael
opinion
Carter.
Is Darius Slayton.
Oh, okay.
Darius Slayton. He's got a team now for sure, you know? Mm-hmm. And that team, the Giants, they didn't do much of anything. They brought in Paris Campbell and then the same old ragtag bunch minus Kenny Golladay.
I'm back on it again. Visca. I can't quit him. And now that there's like opening for him to slot in and hopefully be decent, I'm back on the Visca train.
I think they draft a receiver. I think they draft somebody. And they probably I was going to say draft a quarterback as well. Andy Dalton cannot be the answer. Are you there?
Yeah, what's up?
Oh, I lost you that whole time I was gone. I was like, everything just disappeared. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was just dead silent. The screen was gone. Everything was not working. I was like, oh.
Interesting.
This could be a problem. and we're back. Self-correct.
Yeah,
I'm situation.
Trying to figure out what to do with my team here. Don't really have much stacking options. There is Albert O, but he had such a disappointing season. Does the new coaching staff do anything with him? You have any thoughts on that between Albert O and Greg Dulcich?
I would want to lean towards Dulcich, but I don't.
Yeah,
hate
I just I mean
grabbing. You know, I don't hate grabbing him as a part of your stack because I do think that there's going to be some value there, but you know. You're probably looking, 30 catches, maybe 4 touchdowns at best.
Yeah, I was, last year we were talking about, oh man, Albert O, like he was like a darling, right? People were like, oh, Albert O, so athletic, like they could really use him. And Greg D was hurt, and you know, obviously that didn't play out. But with a new coaching staff coming in, I wonder if talent wins out. Not saying that Greg D isn't talented, but everyone was talking about Albert O being very good. So I'm interested to see if in training camp. Any of that rises to the top there, and maybe Albert O becomes a guy.
I love me some Albert O Quebunam, by the way. Fantastic talent. I don't know what happened. I don't know. It was obviously a combination of usage and just him not excelling, you know, to his potential. But yeah, from what we had saw from the previous season, it looked like he would have had a stronger year. I was very high on him. So He was definitely someone that I took an L on this year for certain. All right, yeah, pick
I'm going to take a guy that I think should be going, and he actually doesn't get drafted a lot, Greg Dortch. If DeAndre Dortch. Hopkins leaves, you know, they have Rondale Moore there and Marquise Brown, but, you know, he's a guy that performed pretty well last year, so I think he should be going in drafts in these late rounds, and he just usually doesn't get picked.
I grabbed another share of Isaiah McKenzie, you know, just leaning into the plays here. Got to be consistent with something. And who do I want to take? I know who I'm going to take with my last pick. I know who it's going to be. I can't tell you, though, because you'll take him.
I promise I won't.
Hamlin Sports might take him.
Well, that's true. You're taking Baker.
I am not taking Baker. I am not a Baker fan person contributor.
Fan person. Nice. I like how you put that. You taking the short dude.
He's a taller, lankier fella.
Oh, okay. So you're not taking Dwayne McBride.
I am not.
Interesting.
Dwayne. I actually like how my team played out. You have Russell Wilson?
Yes.
Just trade him to me for Isaiah McKenzie.
Right. Yeah, no.
Right.
Right.
Let's see.
I'll tell you, you know, some of these late tight ends are interesting as well, but a guy that I've picked a couple times now, Jelani Woods, is very interesting. Mm-hmm. That dude is massive.
Yep.
That offense needs some playmakers. They got, you know, a couple, but with a rookie quarterback at the helm, they usually tend to lean on the tight ends a little bit there. So he's a guy that I'm definitely interested in.
The next Mark Andrews.
That would be cool.
Because they're going to draft Anthony Richardson. All right, you turned me on. I'll pick him.
Whoa. Can somebody clip that?
You got me. You got me, Brock Hart over here.
Nice. Oh, man. Sweet reference.
Sweet. Sweet. You know what? Let's chug some beer. Fuck it. Let's ride. I took four quarterbacks. Fuck it.
Whoa. That
you
is
like that?
Not the optimal.
You
strategy.
Like that? You like that?
I don't. Gindy, you know, I
got nine receivers. I'll be fine.
That was a talking I've had with him over the last year or so of him doing best ball was you need to stop taking four quarterbacks, man. Like, it's not the optimal strategy.
No, it's not at all, but it's the only one.
You're like, yeah. So
it's the 20. It's pick 20. You got to be different. You know what I mean? And for a team where I only drafted one true QB1, like, I'll take the risk.
Mm-hmm.
Behind Jalen Hurts, I drafted Stroud, Howell, and Heinicke. Like, if you're going to draft four QBs, I think that's a scenario where it's going to be okay. I can live with that. Ah, should have drafted Samaje Perine. That would have been an easy stack with Javonte.
Wait, was he still there?
No.
Oh,
no, not now.
I was going to say,
I'm saying earlier in the draft.
Oh, okay.
That was definitely not in my sights with the multi-drafts going.
Let's we'll roll through our teams and we'll also check out the friends of the program's teams here. Start at the top, go with Dilly here. At quarterback, he has Joe Burrow, Matt Stafford, and Will Levis. Running backs, Nick Chubb, Joe Mixon, Isaiah Pacheco, CEH, and Gus Edwards. Wide receivers, Jamar Chase, Keenan Allen, Chris Godwin, Tyler Boyd, Michael Thomas, Josh Palmer, Alan Lazard, Adam Thielen and Van Jefferson, tight ends, Higbee, Isaiah Likely, and Dalton Kincaid. It's not bad. He has some stacks there, which isn't terrible. Not in love with his tight ends, but I would say Likely is probably his best option to break out. So overall, not bad. I'd probably give him a 7.5. It's not bad.
Yeah, I like a 7 there. I like the receivers, Chase, Allen. You know, I love Godwin. I love Godwin. I know we weren't saying too many nice things about the Buccaneers, but love the talent. Don't love the situation right now. Round 5 may have been a little bit more expensive than I'd like to pay for him right now. But again, they make another move at quarterback. Maybe that's a value. Joe Mixon and Isaiah Pacheco, like those picks at pick 6 and 7. Lazard at pick 11 feels like a good value. Michael Thomas at 9 feels like a reach. Believe me, I know. I've drafted a lot of Michael Thomas. That feels early. Everything else, yeah, I think is pretty good. Like you had said, feel a little bit insecure about the tight ends with Higbee and Likely and Kincaid, but you know, Higbee could have a strong season still with Stafford returning. So I think that's really what you're hitting on. So I'll give it a 7.
Okay. Let's go over to Team Ramrod here. He has Aaron Rodgers, Kenny Pickett, and Mac Jones, Aaron Jones, DeAndre Swift, Rashad White, David Montgomery, Raheem Mostert, and Michael Carter, Cooper Kupp, Devontae Smith, DK Metcalf, Terry McLaurin, Sky Moore, Odell Beckham Jr., Romeo Dubs, and Devin Duvernay, tight end, George Kittle, Mike Gesicki, Tyler Conklin. Overall, not bad. He does, I believe, let's see, think he had a stack somewhere in here. Was it Pittsburgh?
Mac Jones and Gesicki now.
Yes, that is true. Outside of that, I don't see anything because he does. Yeah, he doesn't have anything unless he's
Montgomery and Swift stacked. And I think if you're drafting either of those guys right now, that's a very good situation to put yourself in, getting both of them on your roster.
Yeah, the Rodgers one is interesting to me unless he believes that Rodgers is going to pull a fast one to stay with Green Bay. Then he does have some stacks there. So I'll probably give it a 6.5. Don't love it. I do like he has some good playmakers at each position, but just not enough stack here for me.
I'll give it a 7 as well.
Have Rodgers and Conklin.
Yeah, so that's a good one. And he also, like I said, he also has a good late round stack, round 16 and 17 with Mac Jones and Gesicki. Focused on receiver early on, playing the game the right way. Cooper Kupp, Devontae Smith, DK, Terry McLaurin. That's a great start. I don't love the George Kittle pick, but I get it. Like if you're going zero RB, that's not a bad play stopper, but I would have preferred Goddard and Pitts personally, in my opinion. But again, when you're like going zero RB and you're going receiver heavy and pass catcher early on, coming back with Aaron Jones, DeAndre Swift, Rashad White, I think that's pretty solid. Backed it up with Raheem Mostert and Michael Carter. I'm obviously high on Michael Carter. I think he's going to get a lot of play in that system. And Mostert, good best ball player.
Okay, then we'll roll through our teams here real quick. I have at quarterback Justin Fields and Russell Wilson. Running back Saquon Barkley, Khalil Herbert, Kenny Gainwell, Devontae Foreman, Zach Evans, Chuba Hubbard, Tyreek Hill, DJ Moore, Jameson Williams, Quentin Johnson, Darnell Mooney, Elijah Moore, Tim Patrick, Visca, and Greg Dortch. Tight ends, Dallas Goedert, Juwan Johnson, and Albert O. Not my favorite team. Definitely stacked, though, which is what you want to do in best ball. I do have a couple of interesting later wide receivers that could make some moves here. But overall, don't love it. I will give myself a 7.
Yeah, you missed the Tua train by a while. That was like round 8. You took your second quarterback round 12.
Yeah,
that would have been thing would be just trying to get connected with Tyreek.
I don't really want to take Tua. I think, that was kind of my thought process of it is I'd rather just have Tyreek Hill and not have to worry about the stack because I don't really want too many players of the Miami Dolphins. I'm not a Miami Dolphins believer.
Yeah, but in game theory, we got to blow the roof off with our scores. You know what I mean? So in the reality where you're hitting on all cylinders at every position, that's still the whole approach, right? Like, I don't know. I'm also speaking from someone that only has like 2 shares of Tyreek Hill, one of them with Tua, one of them without. So you always want to prioritize that for the top pick.
Mm-hmm. You want to roll through your team?
Yeah. So I got quarterbacks, Jalen Hurts, CJ Stroud, Sam Howell, Taylor Heineke. We do not recommend drafting 4 quarterbacks. Proceed with caution.
PSA.
Yeah. Running backs, Javonte Williams, Alvin Kamara, stacked with Jamal Williams, Leonard Fournette, Jerick McKinnon, A.J. Brown, stacked with Jalen Hurts, Debo Samuel, Christian Kirk, Jackson Smith, and Jigba, Jahn Dotson, stacked with Mr. Sam Howell, Cortland Sutton, D.J. Chark, Darius Slayton, Isaiah McKenzie, backed up with tight ends in Dalton Schultz, and the gadget man himself, Taysom Hill.
Yes, sir. You got some stacks there. Not bad. I think your running back room is interesting, depending on where Fournette goes. You might have a good core group there. I really like your wide receivers. I'm not much of a Debo guy, so I could have done without that.
I haven't been either.
Yeah, but I do like your wide receivers and the tight ends. To me, it's ballsy to go with a guy that's not on the team and a guy that plays running back / tight end / quarterback / you don't know if he's going to do anything on the field. But
/ wide receiver. You forgot wide receiver.
Oh, sure. Right. Yeah.
He catches passes.
My bad. So yeah, it's interesting. This is definitely an interesting team. I couldn't see myself doing it. But again, it's not bad.
That's what makes it a beautiful thing, baby. It's unique. It's like a snowflake. It's like a snowflake.
That is true.
Everyone is unique. And it also
not one of the snowflakes you hear in the news either.
No, not one of those. Not one of those. That's the same take over and over and over again, unfortunately. These are unique takes. These are different. All right. That was a good one. That was a good one. You got anything to share with the folks before we head out?
Not a whole lot. No, I mean, I'm assuming we'll be probably doing one of these again either next week or the week after. Is that correct? Do we yet know when either one of the guests we are currently talking to bring on is set and slotted here?
No.
No. Okay.
No. But we do have exciting stuff on the books for y'all. So keep coming back. Keep checking in. We got a bit of a ways to go here before the start of the season, but every week is another week closer. We're moving the chains here. We're moving along. Before you know it, we'll be kicking off the NFL season. It's come back, ride with us. Be sure to check out sportsgamblingpodcastnetwork.com. Smash the fantasy tab. We've got all the good stuff for you. We've got IDP. We've got Dynasty. We've got best ball drafts going on. You know, we've got really unique content, just reviewing different types of leagues like auction and vampire and, you know, all sorts of different stuff. So come check us out. You can follow us on YouTube at SGPN Fantasy Football and on Twitter at SGPN Fantasy. You got anything for him, Rob?
Nope. Everyone have a good night and enjoy the rest of the March Madness games this weekend.
Yep. Take care. Be well. Be good. And if you can't be good, be good at it. We'll see you.